This is where the party's at, y'all.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You have a gift. Did you buy it from God?
Oh, my God. What?
Y94.
As we get into the vent line, we would love to know, what has you aggravated lately? What are your general pet peeves? Something we'd love to do on a Monday, so you go into this new work week just, at least something off your chest. Maybe makes you feel a little bit better about the fact it's Monday. The vent line, 2378, so you can text 35270 or hop on the Playhouse Facebook page. Rat, anything making you cranky lately?
My vent today is mosquito bites.
Okay.
I have them everywhere. Like, my left hand alone, just my left hand, I have 11 mosquito bites on there.
Actually, I can see them from across the room. You're, like, riddled.
They're all over, and I don't know if the worst was putting on jeans, because then the jeans rub all the mosquito bites. And we must have some new strain of mosquitoes that are completely resistant to any of the bug sprays. Because I was, like, literally deeding myself all weekend long. And I'd be clear for, like, 10 minutes after putting it on. And then all of a sudden they realized, oh, that stuff doesn't bother me. I'm going to eat you alive.
My assumption is that your blood is just that delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those people that'll tell you that, like, well, actually, you have a blood type that they must enjoy. Like, I don't care. I just hate them. I don't need them eating me all the time, please.
You are like the steak of human blood.
The worst is, do you ever get the mosquito bites on your head, like in your hair?
Oh, yeah, they'll drive you nuts.
I don't even know how they get in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, it's just enough to drive me crazy at the start of this week.
My vent in the vent line is just whatever is wrong with my body that I am catching everybody's illnesses. I am going on like a week now of just feeling like absolute crapola. And I'm pretty sure in my sleep, I must swallow like kitchen utensils. Because something has just scratched the living heck out of my throat. Ugh.
See, and the worst time to get it is the summertime.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Illness. Yeah.
They hold on for so long. Like, in the wintertime, oh, fine, I'll lay on my couch and sit inside all day. Yeah.
It's just a matter of feeling like you're actually missing out on something. Yeah, if it's like, you know, 10 below outside, you don't feel so bad about sitting inside watching a movie. But if you can, like, see the sunshine and hear kids frolicking outside, you're like, I want to frolic. I love to frolic, but you just can't get off the couch. Just feel like, ugh, complete and utter poo. If, like, the word poo could be a human emotion, that is how I feel. Your vent, hi.
Okay, so I'm trying to get in shape, aren't we all? I get a gym membership. That's great. But I hate the freaking people at my gym that are working out on the cardio machine, sweating all over. First of all, that's disgusting. But then they don't wipe it down. I mean, there's freaking towels hanging on the wall with spray, disinfectant. Everyone else is doing it. You see them doing it. Why can't you clean off your machine? I mean, really? Like, that's disgusting and gross. And I go down to, like, do the bicep press or, you know, the bench press, and there's your nasty sweat all over it. It's disgusting. You shouldn't be allowed to have a gym membership.
Hear, hear. If you work out at a gym, wipe up after yourself. Thank you so much.
See, that's why I don't work out.
Yeah.
That's why.
Other people's sweat and hygiene. Mm-hmm. That's really what keeps me away from the gym. 2378, so you can text 35270. That and cupcakes also keep me away from the gym. Your vent's in the vent line this morning.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I love your guys' morning show. It makes me laugh so hard every morning. You guys are the best, so I just want you to keep doing what you're doing, because seriously, my commute would suck without you.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, doing the vent line at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What you want to vent about today?
In the fridge in my workplace, we have these acai berry health drinks, and they're wrapped up and his name on them. Sometimes they sit there for 2 months at a time and no one touches them. And I think they lose their, vitamin values, so I decided to open them and drink them. And then there's a memo out in the office the next day asking who got into the acai berry juice. I mean, what was he doing? Just staring at it for a few months? Someone's got to use it. Mm. And I'm sorry, if your 7-Eleven sandwich has been sitting there for more than 2 days, I'm going to throw it out. I mean, that's just nasty.
So you watch the workplace fridge, is what it sounds like, and anything that is in there for an excessive period of time, you will either throw it away or consume it yourself. And then you are surprised that they're like, what happened to my sandwich that's been in there for 3 weeks? I think I can understand that. On the flip side, you are still consuming somebody else's stuff out of the fridge. So, I I don't know.
In that way, you're taking your own life in your own hands.
But really?
We did have that here, too. Somebody had one of those giant containers of, like, the protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody took it. And everybody's asking questions, and I'm like, okay, they took a giant thing of protein shakes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a strange individual right there.
When you see somebody that, like, looks super buff.
Yeah.
That's probably the criminal of that particular crime. Some of those text events.
Somebody said, people need to mind their business. Last week, I had a woman from a different department than mine, who I don't even know, accuse me of basically sitting around because she sees me in the same spot all the time. Why don't you deal with your life and I'll deal with mine? Somebody else says, I hate summer and the humidity. I can't stand walking outside and being instantly drenched in sweat. Only 3 months until winter. Also, sitting next to a person who has no idea about personal space. I had to sit next to someone on a plane that was constantly in my area and falling asleep and putting their head on my shoulder. Creepy.
That is the worst. The worst. When you're on a plane or something and the person falls asleep and then kind of awkwardly, like, kind of ends up snuggling you.
Yeah.
Whether it's like leaning into you or flat out their head laying on top of you. And it's like, I mean, this is really soft and tender right now. And I want to pet your head and I want you to have a sweet night's sleep. But also, this is kind of strange.
Or just go into their ear.
Just lean back. Oh.
See, and I hate, like, because I'll always get that middle seat when I'm flying.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm always with the people that think the armrests are theirs.
Yeah, so you don't get one.
And in the middle, you're like, look, you guys have end armrests. Can I just have one, please?
I don't even care which one it is. Just either or. What's your vent today? Hi.
I have a really big issue with adults who refuse to try new foods. First of all, you're not 10 years old anymore. And you can't say you hate your Brussels sprouts if you've never even tried Brussels sprouts. Like, we are all adults. We're grown-ups.
Uh-huh.
How can you not know if you like something if you don't try it? I mean, grow up. Eat your Brussels sprouts. Eat your vegetables. Try it. You never know. You might actually like it.
Maybe. We appreciate you calling in this morning. I'm that exact person you're complaining about, but I still appreciate it. Thank you. For some reason, there's just certain things I'm like, I feel that I probably won't like that. Like, nothing sounds delicious to me about Brussels sprouts. It sounds like it wouldn't taste good.
And you're an adult.
And I'm a grown-up, supposedly.
You've spent how many years of your life thinking you're hating Brussels sprouts?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, you're not going to put one of those in your mouth and go, oh, that's really good.
I've just mentally decided already.
Yes.
I'm not going to like this.
Unless it's buried in bacon.
Yeah, you cover it in bacon. I'll give it a try. Bacon sprouts. 237, Etsy, you can text 35270 for the Playhouse Vent Line. What's making you cranky lately?
The Morning Playhouse.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, doing the vent line at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Certainly, the Playhouse Facebook page also works. Whatever's bothering you lately, a general pet peeve, that's the kind of thing you toss in the vent line. You just complain about whatever. Some of those in the text club, if we could.
I hate people with no hygiene. I have two jobs. One of my coworkers never bathes, and it's disgusting. The other job, people come through my line and just reek and look greasy. Just because you can't smell yourself doesn't mean other people can't. You're not fooling anyone. Shower. Also, we have an ice cream truck that is constantly driving through our neighborhood. It's hard enough to explain to my kids why we can't stop at the Dairy Queen. Now I have it driving right down my street. Thank you.
I have one that goes through my neighborhood, and he creeps by at like a mile an hour. He's like snail pace, of course, waiting for children. But never have I actually seen a kid run up to him. So I feel like he's like sad and depressed in there. Bum, 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 bum. Why won't anyone buy my ice cream? I just want to pay my mortgage.
See, I always wanted to have that like on a speaker on my bike just so I can confuse the hell out of people.
None of my neighborhood children have ever once run out to the
really?
Ice cream man. He's like depressed guy with a lot of ice cream.
Aww.
Probably just sits in there eating it himself, sad about life. Your vent today.
Hey guys, I'm calling something that just bothers the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Ihamiri right now. Sorry, but I'm a professional woman. I don't have time to find guys, and I think it's creepy to try to find guys at bars. So I do the online thing, but that is weird unto itself. You see these pictures of men and, you know, they're okay looking, but then they have their physical description and they say something like, I'm 6'4". No, you're not. You are not 6 foot. You might be my height. I'm a tall woman, so I look for a tall man. Not the case with a lot of these men, which starts to get a little disappointing. And on top of that, saying things like, I've met up with a couple of these guys. They say they love literature. They say they love movies. And they can talk about Quentin Tarantino and maybe some book they had to read in high school. It's just weird. The online dating thing, it just kind of makes you wonder whether or not dating at all works, or if you really have to depend on that stupid little thing of going to the bar and
right.
being a complete stranger.
You know what, though? I think I can probably get a bunch of people that would agree with this, too, if I needed to prove it to you. But there seems to be a thing where somebody hits that point where you are, where they're like, there's nobody good out there. There is nobody out there for me. And then shortly thereafter, poof, this person materializes. It sounds cliche. It really, really does. But it's cliche because it's true. It's when you stop looking so hard that, bam, there they are.
Well, and you hate to say it, but there's no, like, magic thing that makes dating easy.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Even eHarmony, you're still going to have to work through the profiles, get through the lies. Like, that you just can't buy into that. Maybe you want to switch. There's Christians Mingle. There's right. FarmersOnly.com.
Ah, yes, FarmersOnly.com.
I love their commercials.
There's some of the many sugar daddy websites. If mm-hmm. there's lots of them for you. But behind the sarcasm here, there is a grain of truth for you. Trust me, when you stop looking, poof, there he is. That just really is how it works. And it might be online, it might not be. I mean, don't go trolling for bars if that's not the type of person you want. You're probably right on there. Your fence today, 237 hits. You can text 35270. Fancy is on in 60 seconds.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Stand back, everybody.
It's like a drug.
Once you get a taste of it, you can never get enough. Get enough.
Control
Y94.
This year.
Whoa. Iggy, Charlie XCX, Fancy. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the morning. Zero and Rat with that third one just kind of to be announced, I guess. We're on the hunt if you know somebody that is a darling person to spend time with and is kind of the go-to person for friends and family with relationship advice and stuff like that. And preferably, her name starts with the letter M. We do have this open chair here in the studio. And Rat and I'm told we're quite the handful. And actually, there's evidence over the past couple of years that supports that might be the case. So it needs to be somebody that has, like, a tolerance for idiot men. Because that's what we be. Maybe somebody with, like, a lot of brothers or something that can kind of just whip us into shape. Because I like us both. I think we're delightful people. But we need somebody that has kind of, like, a patient soul about them.
Yeah, maybe have experience with annoying brothers.
Yeah, I think that would kind of be the type of person that would really fit in well here. A couple of guest hosts over the next couple of weeks. We have our first one tomorrow. Her name is Siri, and it's not the lady that lives in your cell phone, apparently, which is who I thought we were booking.
Dang it.
It's just a girl that happens to have the exact same name. And I was really confused because I was like, cool, we're going to get the lady that's the voice of the iPhone? Oh, that's great. And I'm going to ask her all kinds of questions. That's perfect. No, no. But if she doesn't show up, I'll just load up my phone and that'll work just fine. Doing the vent line at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What are we seeing for vents there?
I cannot stand girls who do not follow girl code or even know what girl code is. Another, roommates who invite a ton of people over after the bar without considering the fact that I have to work early the next day. I love going to music festivals, but I hate dealing with all the drunk people at the campsite. Maybe that's just a sign that I'm getting too old for this.
You have a vent today for the vent line. Hi.
I happen to have blonde hair, and that does not mean I'm dumb. So stop calling dumb moments blonde moments, because there are plenty of intelligent blondes out there who make plenty of money and have plenty of college degrees. So yep. Just leave me alone, all right?
Here we go. Don't throw all the blondes under the bus. Why do we do that? I don't know why we do that as a society. I'm sorry. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Grab a couple of final vents here in the Playhouse vent line.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin. I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.
Pompey, Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero and Rat in the Playhouse this morning. So today in Fargo, Moorhead, oh, it's going to be just crazy. Heat advisory from 11 in the morning to 7 tonight. Our high today is 95 degrees. Oh. The heat index, about 100 to 105. And thunderstorms, that starts late afternoon into the evening and should be some pretty nasty ones, too. Like heavy rain, strong winds. Late afternoon this evening, going to be very wet. And then leading up to that, hot and humid, sunny, very warm, sticky day in Fargo.
I think even on the news this morning, they were talking about tornado potential later this evening.
Well, that's fun. Always, hey, for the vent line,
yeah.
How about hot and humid in the vent line? You want to grab those last couple of texts there.
I hate when people assume that I'm either Smarty McSmartpants because I'm part Asian, or they think that since I'm small and a girl, I can't kick or punch hard. Girls can be pretty tough, you know. I hate it when someone pulls out in front of you, then drives under the speed limit. It's like they're in a hurry to get on the road, but if they would wait for 2 seconds, you would be by them and they would not piss you off. Somebody else says, I hate summer because I can't stand flip-flops. They don't look good, and I don't know why people wear them.
You know, I don't mind wearing them personally, but on like a tile floor or something, or wood or whatever the case might be, anything that's not carpeted, just that like flop, 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 the noise of the flip-flop is what drives me nuts on other people. And on yourself, it doesn't bother you, but other people's flip-flops, ugh, just the noise of the walking, especially if it's just like you and them in the hallway, just the plop, 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 plop. It actually makes like a flip-flop sound as it walks.
Do you remember parachute pants?
Yes.
From back in the day? Uh-huh. Like, I could not stand the sound of their legs rubbing together constantly. Ugh, it just gives me the shivers.
Your vent today, hi.
Slow walkers. And you get stuck behind a group of people that take up the entire sidewalk and they are moving at a snail's pace. Let's go, people. I have things to do.
I am a magnet. Thank you for the phone call, by the way. I'm a magnet for those at, like, the mall. If I'm like, well, I'm just going to run through the mall and I'm going to go to this store and this store, the lengthiest thing of that trip is getting caught behind that group or two in the hallway that is walking in like the strangest way, taking out the whole hallway and walking like snail pace. It's just awful.
See, and I think there's an epidemic because like as I was at the street fair last week, for some reason, the street fair is that one place where people will walk and then suddenly just come to an abrupt stop for no apparent reason.
But then it's weird if you like nearly walk into them.
Yes.
Like you just stopped moving suddenly. And I suppose they're looking at stuff or what have you, but it's hard to like navigate through that. Drives a person nuts. Was there any last ones in the text there for the vent line you want to grab?
Somebody says road construction. It's not just Fargo, but all over. I feel like it takes twice as long to get anywhere after going through all the different construction zones. Another, people who have a rummage sale and they think their crap is worth the price of gold. Also, I hate when parents bring their toddlers and their kids who can't even walk yet to street dances. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Get that kid to bed.
Sam Smith in a couple of minutes will stay with me in your news and Y90 forecast right after that.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
Y94.